We're working through a series on the attributes of God, and I've been enjoying this study. It's encouraged me, and I hope somehow I'm able to communicate it in a way that's encouraging to you as well. I want to start with just a very basic, simple illustration. I want to ask you something that I think we all would know, right? So basic question, something I think you know. What day is today? Come on, I'm going to need participation today. What day is today? Wednesday, right? I think we all knew that, okay? There's some things we know very well, like today's Wednesday. There's some things we kind of know, but we might need to double check. What time is it right now? Who can tell me what time? Jack, what time? Okay, mine's saying 7:05. So we all, I think, know it's right about 7 something, but I had to check. I had to pull out my phone. Oh, it just turned to 7:06, okay? We have to check. There's other things that I don't know, and I don't really just need to check on, but I could figure out. Example, how many people are seated in your row? How many people are seated in your row? And every one of you, I think, had to look back and forth. You could count. You could do it pretty quickly. You could know it fairly soon. I could even go larger. And I could say, do you know how many people are seated in this room? That would take a little bit longer, but I think we all could get that fairly close, okay? I could ask you something you probably don't know, but you could probably Google it and figure it out, right? Which president made Christmas a national holiday? Who knows? Shout it out. Which president made Christmas a national holiday? Grant. Who shouted out Grant? And how did you know that? Okay. What do you do? Like, you teach school or something? You know, are you a history teacher? Okay. Apart from one person, I think the rest of us would Google it. Okay. You say, how did I know it? I Googled it. Okay. There's other things you can read books and Google. And you maybe kind of could narrow it down, but you can't know for sure. Example, who wrote the letter to the Hebrews in our Bible? Who wrote Hebrews? What would be the most common suggestions? Paul and who else? Apollos, good. Who else? Luke and who else? You missed one. You missed one. Boy, he's such an encouraging guy. Barnabas. Those are the most discussed ones. See, we could Google that. We can look that up. We could even read a book about that. But somebody else would disagree. That's something that would be very hard to know. Let me ask you if you know something else. Notice every one of these have the verb, do you know? Who right now, once the voting is finished, will be in control of the House? Democrats or Republicans? Anyone? All right. Who, after the votes are final, will be in control of the Senate? That's a harder one. The House is easier than the Senate, from what I understand. Okay? You say, well, we don't really know. Plus, there's going to be a runoff in one state, right? So it might be we won't know the Senate for a while. Let me ask you one more. Who here knows who will be elected president in 2032? You don't know. But you know what? God knows. I asked you what day is it today, and it was like Wednesday. I asked you what time is it, and it was, oh, I think it's 7, and you just did a quick check. I asked you how many people in your row, and you said, okay, let me just... But do you know God knows everything the same way? God doesn't have to check. See, we could say, Lord, what day is it today? Wednesday. Lord, who will be the president if our country continues 100 years from now? He would answer it just as quickly as he said Wednesday. We could ask him anything about the past or the future, and he knows it all the same. We could ask him something we consider simple. We could ask him something complex. You say, what are we talking about tonight? I think you know. God is omniscient. God knows everything. Here's the definition from, again, I'm using Grudem's definitions. God fully knows himself in all things, actual and possible, in one simple and eternal act. And I'll circle back to the word simple, okay? So just hang off on that one for a little bit if that's confusing. God fully knows himself in all things, actual and possible. So let's take them one at a time. God knows himself. He knows all things actual, and he knows all things possible. You say, what does that mean? Let's just start with this. God knows himself. Now, that's a pretty incredible thing if you think about it. You say, why would that be such a big deal? Because God's infinite. Guys, we struggle to know ourselves, right? If someone said, do you know yourself well? I think we all would say, well, I hope to, but I'm not so sure I do. We're finite. God's not finite. God is infinite. And yet God knows himself. 1 Corinthians 2 says this, the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. You say, what is that suggesting? That God knows himself. God is infinite. And yet he knows everything, which means he knows himself. You say, but he's infinite. How can he know himself? He's omniscient. He's God. God knows himself. More than knowing himself, number two, God knows all things actual. God knows everything that actually is. He knows the things that exist right now. Okay? God knows how many people are in this room. We would have to count real quick. And when I asked you how many people were in your row, most of you kind of just glanced because you were doing like a quick count, which is appropriate. God doesn't have to do that. God doesn't have to say, wait, let me check. God knows all things. He knows all things that exist right now. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight, Hebrews 4:13. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. So God knows absolutely everything. He knows, right? Some things you don't know, you would have to check. I could just call on somebody on the back. If I were to ask Dale, Dale's in the back row. If I were to say, Dale, what color shoes do I have on? You might be able to make a good guess, but I don't think Dale could see my shoes from here. But God knows. He doesn't have to like stand up and go check what color shoes is Greg wearing. God knows everything that is actual. Okay. More than knowing all things that exist, however, God also knows all things that will exist. God knows the future as well as he knows the present. See, you maybe are watching the elections. I know some of you are politically minded. And if you're a real conservative person, most of us tend to be conservative. If you're a conservative person, the elections this time did not make you very happy. Okay? You're not rejoicing in what's happening. And you're still hoping that maybe it will turn out a certain way because you don't know. But God knows. God knows what the exact final vote count will be. You say, well, you know, the count hasn't even been taken yet completely. They're still working through some details. That's correct. But God knows that just as certain as we know today's Wednesday. You say, how could God know the future? Well, he does. Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. I am God. There's no other. I am God. There's no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things which have not been done. From ancient times, God has been declaring this is truth. This is what I know. God knows the future, right? Psalm 139, 1 and 2, and then verse 4, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up, even before there's a word on my tongue. Behold, O Lord, you know it all. Even before I speak a word, God already knows it as well as if I'd already spoken it, because God knows everything. That includes things that exist that happen right now today. That includes what will happen in the future. This next one, I think, is really interesting. God not only knows things that are actual, today and future, God knows all things possible. I mean, you ever think about, like, what would have happened if, you know what I mean? Like, I went to undergrad, I went to Ohio State, that's where I went to college. I had to pick where to live. There's three main areas on Ohio State's campus. There's North Campus, South Campus, and there's West Campus. And these are kind of, you know, you got to generally take a bus to go from one to the other. Where would I choose to live? I don't know what I'm doing. I just pick South Campus. And then you're supposed to pick certain dorms. You don't always get your preference. The best I remember, I picked Smith Hall for whatever reason. And there I am on Smith, and they stick me, if I even remember this right, ninth floor. And that's where there's a guy named Kevin who has a Bible study that I start going to, and the Lord used that to bring me to Christ. And sometimes I think, what would have happened if I would have lived on North Campus? You know? What would have happened if I didn't go to Ohio State? I was thinking about another school. God knows that. You know, this is an interesting account. David is being chased by Saul. And here's the question. So David is in Keilah, and David says, will the men of Keilah surrender me into his hand? Will Saul come down just as your servant is heard? O Lord God of Israel, I pray, tell your servant. So here's David. Lord, I'm here. If Saul comes to this city, will they betray me? And the Lord said, he will come down. Saul's going to come. Then David said, will the men of Keilah surrender me and my men into the hands of Saul? And the Lord said, yes, they will surrender you. So David and his men, about 600, arose and departed from Keilah, and they went wherever they could go. When it was told Saul that David had escaped from Keilah, he gave up the pursuit. So hopefully that made sense. Lord, if I stay here, would they do this? Yes, I'm out of here. It never happened, but God knows it would have happened because God knows everything. He knows things that have never taken place, but could have taken place. So God knows all things possible. He knows himself, even though he's infinite. He knows all things actual, things that have happened right now today, as well as what will happen 100 years from now. God knows all things possible. And finally, God is always aware of everything. Always aware. God never Googles anything. Okay? God doesn't have to look it up. You know, it may be that there's things that you kind of maybe remember, but you look it up. You say, what are you talking about? If you have on your handout way at the beginning, let's hit the word simple now. Do you see in the definition? It says God fully knows himself. It's way on the top. God fully knows himself in all things, actual and possible, in one simple. I want to talk about that word simple. In one simple and eternal act. You say, what does the word simple mean? It doesn't mean God is simple, as in a simpleton. It means not divided into parts. It's not like God has a really big, I don't mean this, you know, irreverently, thumb drive. And everything he knows is on that thumb drive and he can access it. It's not that way at all. God's omniscience is simple. What does that mean? He's right now fully aware of everything. He doesn't have to ponder it. Sometimes Nancy and I will be talking and she'll say, generally it's me to her, honey, what's that woman's name? And it's like, let me think. It was, and then it comes to you. God doesn't do that. It's not simple in the sense that it's divided into parts and God has these memories somewhere. Simple means God is fully aware. He never calls anything to mind. He doesn't ponder. He never takes a quick count. He never learns anything. He never forgets anything. The Bible tells us in 1 John 3:20, God knows all things. And in Job 37:16, it refers to God, him who has perfect knowledge. God knows everything instantaneously, immediately. I'm back to the definition. God fully knows himself and all things, actual and possible, in one simple, it's all together, it's not divided, an eternal act. God knows everything. This is a comforting thing. And we're going to talk about it in our different groups. Now, some of you might be thinking, and this can be complicated. Wait a second. I thought God forgets my sin. Well, if God knows everything, there is no way God could ever forget your sin. You say, how does that work? You'll just have to come back next week. Okay?